Shabbat Shalom again, everybody. Let's try that again. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Cool. And so if you, my younger friends, my older friends, going to do something just to really help somebody else, it might be something small, might be something big. What do you do to help other people? Fifth graders, I'm going to look for your help and not leave me hanging here. Huddle, talk to a parent, other kids. What are things in school with friends that you might do that help other people? Adults, we're going to need some good role models here, so I'm going to come to you too. Okay, here we go. Say your name and then help tell us.
Shayna Ann, cleaning your room.
Very good. Other things to help. Yes.
Zev and sitting with people at lunch.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, if you're lonely at lunch, to have someone sit with you is great. Anybody else? Anybody else? Adults, think community service. I want to hear some role models. Yes.
My name's Ruby, and if they're new to your school, you can make friends with them.
Very good. Very, very good. You know, there was once a college football team, and the head coach gathered all the players around, and as coaches would do, said, take a knee. And instead of talking about football, the coach said, what's something that you did to help somebody else today? One or two people might have raised their hand. The coach said, every day at the start of practice, that's what I'm going to ask. What have you done to help somebody else? And that's what it means to be a team. So adults, or any kids that haven't gone yet, things that you do. Maybe somebody that works at Wharton. And, oh, yes!
Deliver food donations to the food pantry.
Great. Has anybody brought food donations here to the temple? Wow, that's I don't think I'd ever see that in any other temple. So this is a story that takes place in the city of Spot. And there was once a woman there, and she was very, very wealthy. But people thought of her as very, very stingy. And so she went to the rabbi and talked with the rabbi and said, you know, I want to do something nice to help somebody else. And the rabbi thought for a minute and said, Friday morning, I want you to get 2 loaves of challah, and I want you to put them in the ark. So that Friday morning, the woman went out, got up early in the morning, got 2 beautiful loaves of challah, and put them there in the ark. Well, almost as soon as she was done, there was a very poor man, and he didn't have enough for his family, and he went to the ark and prayed, God, if I could only have some beautiful challah, like the challah they make a great harvest. And lo and behold, the ark door was open just a little bit, and there were 2 loaves of challah. And the poor man took them home, and he and his family had a wonderful Shabbat. And the next week, it was the same thing, because on Saturday morning when she came to temple, she looked, and the challah was gone. So the next week, she got up and went and got 2 more beautiful loaves of challah and put them in the ark. And shortly thereafter, the poor man came and got 2 loaves of challah and took them out of the ark. And again, for a third week, got up early in the morning. I love Rabbi Rappaport's got up early in the morning, put the challah in the ark, and the poor man came and took them, and it would seem that everybody was very happy. Everybody was happy except for the person who took care of the synagogue, whose job was called the shamus. And the shamus began looking at the ark and seeing crumbs in the ark. The shamus was none too happy. And so Early Friday morning, the shamus went to the back of the synagogue and decided to watch and see what was happening. And lo and behold, the shamus saw the rich person with two loaves of challah and putting them in the ark. And almost exactly the same moment, the poor person came in and took the challah out. And the shamus turned and dashed to the rabbi's office and said, "Rabbi, Rabbi, come here." And the rabbi came, and the shamus said, "Rabbi, look, she's leaving. He just came in. They're putting challah in the ark. What are you going to do about it? Please." And the rabbi said, "Shh, be quiet. It's not easy to make a miracle." And so for my younger friends, whenever we help anybody else and they feel really good, and the kinds of things that you shared were so beautiful because they were really thinking of other people, welcoming people, cleaning your room so that your parents feel that they don't have to ask you all the time, making friends with a new person, sitting at lunch, are all ways of helping others and helping at work and helping at food. And that's also what we call, it's just a beautiful thing to do, but it's our miracle of Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Plenty of challah for everybody.